9:30 on a Thursday morning, I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time talking with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos. And Brad, we're testing out the defrost systems on cars today, and maybe
definitely last couple mornings.
Maybe you'll install a couple of remote starts so that people can get the car defrosted next time from while they're still in the house.
Get the vehicle warmed up while it's out there. But yeah, everybody needs to be careful out there today. It's slick. If you need help, we are open at the dealership. I got most of our crew in there this morning.
Good.
A lot of appointments were canceled, and we understand that. Everybody stay safe and warm, and if you can get out this afternoon, hopefully we'll be there if you need us.
I have no doubt you will be there. Now, whether you're going to be first or fourth or 12th in line, I don't know, but you will be there if they need the service.
That's right. It's important on days like this, because the cold weather puts a lot of stress on vehicles, all the systems. The temperature changes can really affect that, and then we get in and we're cold and we're in a hurry, and
somebody
with ice we're not too used to around here.
Yeah, we're not. So speaking of ice, ice and vehicles, somebody came down the hall earlier to me and asked me, should I put boiling water on the car to get the water off the windshield? And I said, definitely do not.
Probably not. No, that's not going to help.
Room temperature water you can get away with, because that's still quite a ways away from the ice. But no, do not put hot water on your
windshield. No, you're going to likely end up with a broken windshield.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I told him.
Extreme temperature changes and a rapid pace are not good for most materials like that.
I don't understand that. Yes, I do.
Yes, it's physics.
When you're trying to melt ice off of a vehicle or the off of your car handle because you can't pull it to open the front door, if you're putting room temperature water on it, that's still 60 degrees warmer than what's there.
So that's right. Yeah. And the truth is, just be patient. Your car's going to warm up really quick.
I mean,
the truth is, a car, once the internal combustion engine gets going, it really doesn't take it but a few minutes to warm up. And, I'd say, put your hat on, your gloves on, go. I mean, if you don't have the remote start, just go out there, start it, get it warmed up. It really only takes a few minutes, and you're good to go.
That's a good point there. Hat and coat first. Take care of the driver before you deal with the car.
Yeah, that's right.
You wanted me to make contact with a guest, and I don't have the number to call.
Okay, let me pull that out here for you.
I will. We had our
guest, Luann from the Price Tower, was unable to come in, so we're going to give her a shout. We had Luann on a couple of weeks ago and wanted to bring her back because there's so much stuff going on at the Price Tower right now. And
I see the number. I'll just borrow this long enough to write it down.
And we've got a great Valentine's dinner coming up next week. There's only a few reservations left on.
Okay.
We mentioned the gala. There's a new show opening. We've got the egg drop coming up, the architecture camp this summer. So lots to talk about.
First of all, before we get to events, while I'm making contact with Luann, what's going on at the dealership?
Well, there is a lot going on right now. We're getting ready to launch a big Battle of the Brands sale where we're going to put the best that we've got, the best product out there. We have what we believe are the best brands. We've got the F-150, which is the best-selling half-ton truck, best-selling vehicle in North America for decades now. We also have the Tacoma on the Toyota truck side. That is the best-selling small truck in the industry. Over 50% of the segment is Tacoma dominated. We've also got Tundra. We've also got the Highlander, the all-new RAV4. We've got the Explorer. We've got the Escape. We've got all kinds of great product and deals on those. And at Dungis, you can make the choice right there on our lot between the two brands. And you can compare them with your sales consultant that are trained in a product on both times. So it's a great opportunity to really get out and compare what we think are the two best brands. And side by side, that's a neat thing to do when you're in the market for a car, where you can do that all on one lot.
That's great.
It's just neat. It's one of those things that you can do at Dungis that's rare in our industry, because most of the time they're not right next to each other, where you can deal with the salespeople all the way through multiple brands.
And I think that's so important because we're used to being taken care of. We're used to customer service, and that's been something that you have emphasized since your grandfather started the dealership.
Well, it is the core of the business, and it is what we do every day, we're just real people trying to take care of you and help you, guide you through the process of your vehicle needs, whatever that is, whether it's service or sales. We really believe that's the cornerstone of our business, is how we take care of our customers all these years.
It is. But you are also very involved in the community. You mentioned a couple of things coming up with the particularly around the Price Tower.
Price Tower, it's a busy time of year at the Tower. We're getting ready for our gala coming up.
Yeah.
And I know Valentine's Day is next week, and there's a lot of events going on there.
What a great idea to maybe take your significant other to the Copper for maybe dinner Saturday night, and then go to the concert with the symphony, or better yet, a Valentine's Day dinner out on, Thursday?
And if you haven't eaten the new menu, the Right Chef program, we've got a brand new menu in there. Chef Nook has come in for his year. He was the winner in last year's competition. It's a really evolved the menu. It's much more of a New Orleans Cajun flair.
Mm-hmm.
Really great stuff. It's always a surprise, too. There's great bar menu there that you can get great hors d'oeuvres and happy hour almost every night. There's dinner served also. You might want to make a reservation if you need to come in for dinner. So anyway, great stuff.
Great stuff. Well, we have made contact with Luann.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Luann, you out there?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Good. We're doing great here in Bartlesville. It's a little icy, but it's a nice morning.
Well, and I think with all the closures, I think everybody must be listening to the radio program.
Well, they should be all the time.
But I think they do. Yeah. The car talk is a big deal, right? I'm pretty sure. Everybody stops everything for my radio show.
Everything stops for 3 or 4 hours on the Christmas giveaway, but it stops every Thursday morning at 9:30.
That's right. And everybody's tuned in. Well, Brad's right about that Valentine's dinner. We're actually going to hold it at Copper Restaurant and Bar for two nights, both February 14th and 15th. And we are currently taking reservations, and it is a pre-packaged price for $70 per person, and that includes tax and gratuity, and it's going to be a five-course dinner by the Right Chef, Nook Ducray, and it'll be on the 15th floor, so the views will be beautiful, and one of the people in the couple will get a long-stemmed rose.
Excellent.
So, we are taking reservations now for that. So that would be a really nice thing to do for a spouse.
That does sound like a lot of fun and a great deal, too, for a five-course dinner like that for only $70. And how do they get lined up for that? Can they call the Tower, or how do they get reservations?
All they have to do is call and make a reservation. The number is 918-336-1000. And they'll let you know. I know that they've been booking for a little while, but I believe they still have spaces available. And I got to tell you, the best night to go out for Valentine's Day is the night after Valentine's, because everyone feels compelled to go out on the 14th, but I've always made a habit of going out on the 15th. And since they're offering that service that night, too, might be a good idea.
That's great. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So, and we had you on a few weeks ago, too, and we didn't have time to really talk about everything else going on at the Tower now. I know there's a new art show that's just gone up. There's all kinds of other things that are right around the corner. So let's talk about that.
Right. Currently, there is an art show in our gallery on the first floor called Material Pulses, and it is a fiber quilt-making exhibition from seven different artists across all over the world. And it's not regular, historically known quilts for beds. These are more pieces of art. It looks like abstract art, a lot of it, and it's really worth dropping by to see. And it's curated by an internationally renowned artist named Nancy Crow. And the good news about the art gallery is when we have a show going, the gallery opens at 10 a.m. and it stays open until 8 p.m. And so if you're going Friday or Saturday night for dinner, definitely pop down to the gallery exhibition and see that.
That's a great idea.
It will be here. Yeah, it will be here until the middle of March.
Okay.
So, and then the gallery will go dark for a few days and let us set up for the new show. But coming up, I hope the viewers and the listeners know about free family fun days at Price Tower, sponsored by Arvest and ConocoPhillips. The next one coming up is February 17th from 1 to 3 p.m. If they're not members of the Arts Center, they can go ahead and go into the gallery for free and see the exhibition. But also our education team has a project for the younger kids, and it's always a great art project. And I think they're making Valentine's this month.
Oh, that sounds like fun. That's a great event, too, and you always have good crowds on those family fun days on Sunday. It's a great program. If people haven't been down there, take the kids, experience the tower, because it's such a unique building, and it's something that I think really fascinates, especially children, when they realize just how interesting it is and hear the story.
Right, and it's always fun to go on those days because you see a lot of people you know. And then there's things for the little kids to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
But coming up right after that is the Tower Gala. That is our largest fundraising event. And we have about 40 tickets left.
Wow.
And so we have had great response from individuals and organizations all over Northeast Oklahoma, the sponsor table, including Dutchess Family of Auto. Thank
you, Brad. Of course. One of the best parties around, for sure.
Yeah. And our theme is celebrating unity, because as you know, soon Unity Square groundbreaking will occur between the Price Tower and the Community Center. But at the gala, we are going to have a silent auction and a live auction, and there are more fun trips, dinners. For example, if you're into tamales and margaritas, we've got some local folks who are going to have a dinner for 10, and that can be bid on. But then we've even got a 7-day trip to Bali.
Wow.
If you're interested in that. And then we've got a number of other trips to Frank Lloyd Wright site, including Taliesin West in Scottsdale. And then we've got some lovely, lovely jewelry made by McCoy Jewelers that's custom made in Frank Lloyd Wright design fashion. And it'll just be a fun night. So if anybody's planning on going, I'd say buy the tickets within the next week.
Yes, and I know there are also going to be a couple other guests that will be there, more than that, obviously, but a couple of note are the live performance artist, and then another guest coming who's what's his story again? That he's a
Stuart. Robert,
yeah.
Peterson.
Robert
Peterson is an up-and-coming, internationally known artist, and celebrities, U.S. celebrities, are just snapping his paintings up right and left. And his name's Robert Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going to come and talk to us about his background and how he became an artist. And he is actually donating a beautiful piece, large painting called Indigo. And it's a painting of a horse, and the horse is blue. It's really rich and gorgeous.
That sounds wonderful.
And then, the live artist, Amy, is going to travel in and do two live paintings for us on site while we're dining, and then her two pieces will be auctioned off as well.
And that went over really well last year. I know her art was really fun, and so we're bringing her back again. That's exciting.
Well, yeah, we're bringing her back again and the band back again by popular request from everyone that we've talked to. Apparently, this is when gala, everybody stays and dances afterwards to the band. So that's going to be fun.
Yes, it is. Well, and I love the bringing an artist in to talk about his inspiration, because that is kind of what the tower's all about, is inspiring artists and audiences, you know, obviously preserving the tower and making it, bringing it to life every day. But beyond that, we really want to take the tower. It was an inspiration at its time, and it's certainly an emblematic of great architecture and what it takes when you bring all that together for art, architecture, and design. And I think that's a neat idea to bring someone in to talk about how they've found that path in life. That's really neat.
Yes, and we're also going to have Stuart Graff. He's not speaking, but he's going to be there to connect with folks. He is with Taliesin, and he has been instrumental in a number of things that we've done.
Yes,
and,
including the design of the green. I know they were highly involved.
Yes. Yes, and we originally thought we were going to have our lieutenant governor there, but we're going to ask him to come back another day. His schedule has gotten really busy, but he is actually now in charge of all tourism in Oklahoma.
Right.
So Maria Gus in Bartlesville and several folks have been working really closely with him because we really want Bartlesville to be a trip on a tank full for people. If somebody wants to go out and have an adventure for a day, think about going up to Bartlesville and catching the Price Tower and the Depot and the Frank Phillips Home, and possibly Willow Rock, and maybe even venture over to Pawhuska.
Yes, great time.
So after the gala, we have another free family fun day. We have two more, one in April and one in May. And we really appreciate Arvest and ConocoPhillips for sponsoring those. And
sponsorships
then, in the middle of May, we've got a new show opening called Images of the Floating World. And it is all about Japanese screened art. And it comes from actually our archive. And so I can't wait to see that. It's going to be just something so different. It'll kind of transport the viewer.
Okay. That's neat. And so this is art that we have in our own collection. We're bringing out of the annex to show people.
That's right.
Great.
Uh-huh. And it's from Japanese woodblocks. And I've always loved woodblock prints. I've not seen a lot of Japanese, but I've seen a lot of German and American artists woodblock prints. And so I think that'll be absolutely beautiful. And by then, the weather will be warm. So
Right. Everybody
can come out.
Good stuff. Well, and then I think after that, you've got some other events this summer that people, we want to get the word out about your architecture study camp.
Absolutely.
That is something that people need to plan for.
I couldn't hear you.
I just said that's something people need to plan for and to be aware of if they have a young person who might be interested in that. Tell them about what happened.
Yes. The first thing we have is the egg drop.
Oh.
And that's when and that's going to be March 23rd, and we're hoping to announce that a week before that there may be some engineers in to help teach people how to build a little structure that surrounds a raw egg so that when it's dropped from the fifth floor of the Price Tower that it won't break.
Ah.
And then actually on March 23rd, teams will compete to see whose egg breaks and whose egg doesn't. And it teaches adults and students a little bit about engineering and things that you need to know even when you're constructing a building. And it gets them perhaps interested in architecture or engineering careers.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, in July, we will have 2 weeks of architecture camp. We usually just had architecture camp for elementary students, but we are considering having an additional week for junior high students so that as students start to consider what they want to be when they grow up, they can participate in this week-long event where they learn about geometry and form and function, and then they get to go on tours of all kinds of buildings, including the Price Tower, and they can start to explore a career in architecture.
Well, that sounds really exciting. I've seen the students, the elementary students, when they're going through the camp, and it's obviously that they're engaged. You guys do a great job of getting their hands in on what it was like to design a building and what it takes to build something. And
Right. And then we will announce probably on Facebook and in any newsletters that we send out when registrations are available. And the coordinator of this activity is Price Connor, and he will also probably be contacting schools in advance of the summer break so that students can start to think about registering for that event. But I think that anything that brings kiddos into the Price Tower and then teaches them about architecture is wonderful, and might as well get an early start.
Yeah. Well, it's a great deal, and you can hear so much going on, and, you know, it's all supported by people's memberships in the tower. I think the Price Tower Arts Center is a membership organization. That's something that people don't often realize. They think of us as maybe a restaurant or a bar to go to, or an office building or a hotel, or maybe in a museum, too. But it all together is a membership organization that brings all this to life, that is involved in the community. How do you people become members, and what do you get when you're in the membership package?
We have several levels of membership, and they operate like if anyone else has ever had a museum membership, mm-hmm. It's very similar. We have an individual membership, and then we have a family membership, and then on up, and you get free entrance to each gallery show, but you also get a special invitation to come to each individual opening, and that's always fun to go to art openings. It's always great to be there the first night and get to socialize and see your friends, and mm-hmm. also be treated to some food and drink from Copper at the open houses.
Those are great events.
And then you also get first invitations to anything else going on. And then the higher level of membership that you decide to purchase, the more you can get. Some of them include discounts at the shop. Some of them include NARM, that's National American Museum privileges. And that means if all participating museums like Philbrook or even the Kansas City Art Museum, you can go in for free because your Price Tower membership will allow you to walk in. We give you a membership card. So the way you can purchase a membership is by visiting the Price Tower, checking in at the front desk, or purchasing one online, or you can call our development office. I think today we're not all in the office because of the weather, but we can also handle any new memberships in the development office. Soon we will have more information going out to Bartlesville area people about new packages on membership.
We're working on new corporate membership benefits and packages and really exciting stuff going on there. I think that it is a great opportunity for people to support the tower and all the great stuff going on there, but also get access to these events that you're talking about, and it's a lot of fun. So, good stuff.
That's right. And the corporate ones, we really would love any corporate owners, managers, to think about purchasing a corporate plan and then giving their employees membership cards. Just a little extra perk, and then it helps support the tower.
And I know you guys, we also have tours and great renovated space within the tower that's often, you know, that you can schedule a tour down there.
That's the best. Uh-huh. I've got to tell you, we've got an excellent crew of docents led by Price Connor, who has a design and an architectural background. And he takes you all over the building and shows the unique features of the Frank Lloyd Wright design at the Price Tower. But you do go up to 15 and 16. Those are renovated floors back to when Price first built the building, and he had his company in there. So one floor is the corporate apartment, and the other floor is his office. And so it has all the original furniture, curtains, upholstery, because Frank touched it all. He designed it all. And those are available for purchase at the front desk at the Price Tower. And sometimes it's best to call ahead because we have so many people traveling in from outside of Oklahoma, from all over the country, to come in specifically to see the Price Tower. And there are spots open all the time, but it's just best to call ahead and maybe reserve a space.
So you can reserve your spot, yeah, good.
Yes, you can reserve. And I tell you, you know, they're careful how many people they put in one group because, mm-hmm. as you know, we have the most spectacular and unusual elevators I think in any building I've been at, they have six sides, but it's not evenly spaced, and you can fit about three people in an elevator. So to get them all up to 15 and 16, it's really nice. We have smaller tours that are really custom made for the people attending.
That sounds like lots of fun. Well, yes. So much going on, as always, at the Price Tower. It's great to have you on again today, Luann, and
appreciate
your time and informing us about everything that's going on down there.
Well, thank you, and I just want to do one little shout-out to everybody who supports the Price Tower. There's so many people from Brad at Dungeness to Edward Architects to Safari Smiles, Phillips 56, ConocoPhillips. It really is a nice family, and we appreciate everybody's support.
Great. Well, thank you, Luann, for keeping us informed about what's going on down there. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Luann. We appreciate that. Joining us by telephone, the road's not necessarily the best for a commute in this morning.
That's right, but it looks like traffic is moving along well outside the radio station, and I think you need to be really careful in parking lots or places that haven't been treated. These are the places, that little raised surfaces that are most critical.
Uneven surfaces where maybe an extra little puddle of water formed overnight and then froze nicely.
No quick movements.
I will mention that Keith Henry, City of Bartlesville, mentioned off ramp from Adams Boulevard onto southbound 75. Uh-huh. City is dealing with a little bit of a flooding situation there, so maybe take a different route if that's your ultimate destination.
Yes, no, that you definitely, if there is water out this morning, it's going to freeze anywhere. It's definitely, the temperature's dropping and it's cold out, so be on the lookout for that. A couple other things are going on car business wise that I did want to bring up. We have,
the name of the program is Car Talk.
It is Car Talk, and one of the things we've been talking about over the last few months is the all new Ranger that's coming up.
Yeah.
I mentioned the Battle of the Brands a little bit earlier, and we have a new entry into the small truck segment. It
over
is a Ranger. It's an old entry,
okay,
but it's coming back.
Yes.
The Ford Ranger. And,
will it be the classic look of the Ranger?
Well, it's a classic look, perhaps to some. You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see the old Ranger in it, but it also still has some of the new Ford DNA that the F-150, the Explorer, and Expedition have. It's a proud vehicle. It looks great. We've only had one on the lot, and it was sold and is now living in Virginia.
Well, okay. I'm not going to Virginia to see it.
No, we had to deliver it to one of our customers out there. That's how the world is these days. But, you know, there's not many of them out there, but we have the opportunity still to get special orders into Ford. So right now, I don't get much allocation for Rangers, but I can get special allocation just for you on a special order, and that can be custom designed just for you. We'll do special pricing on the Ranger as a special order because we're not going to have it in stock for long. We know it's sold when we place the order.
Mm-hmm.
It ensures priority for your build. It's going to be moved ahead of other builds. I can't control exactly when it's built.
So you can go to DungeonsChoice.com, choose Ford, and actually build your vehicle, print it out, and say, this is what I want.
No, that's what we have to do. Yeah. We have to prove to Ford that you'll have to put a deposit on it. We'll place the order. It'll be exactly what you want. But then I can get priority scheduling, and I get that allocation for you that'll get you your Ranger quicker that way, and it'll get you exactly what you want, which is how we sold the first Ranger that we just delivered.
Okay.
It was a pre-order. So this is a great opportunity. We'll be able to do that only for a few more months. So if you're interested in that, come talk to us about that. You can check out the new Tacoma while you're at it at the dealership, which is a competitor of the Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, come on down. Check us out online at DungeonsChoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900. We're there today.
That's Car Talk on K1. Insure your home, car, boat, health, life, and business all at one place. Phoenix Insurance, 918-336-5460, KWON Bartlesville, K227-CQ Bartlesville.